Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded. Fine.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and we are off. Got a lot to get to. We're going to preview. Kip and I, we'll probably have different opinions. We're going to preview the top 10 picks of the NFL draft. We're going to give you the schedule for the Alabama Crimson Tide, and what we have to say might surprise you.
Big season for Bama coming up. New quarterback, which is going to be the key to everything. Who is going to win the Alabama starting quarterback job? That's going to determine a lot how their season plays out.
I've got a riddle for you.
Okay.
Tell me what these have in common. Ready?
All right.
1970s SMU football.
All right.
1980s Miami football.
All right.
2010 teens Baylor football. And 2020s Alabama basketball.
No, I'm almost afraid to jump in there.
Well, I just let you do the math. Think about what I just said. 1970s SMU football.
Actually, it was the 80s.
Whatever.
Like early 80s, yeah.
1980s Miami football.
Okay.
2000s Baylor football, and 2020s Alabama basketball. What do all of those have in common?
Lack of institutional control.
That's a good start.
Okay. I mean, is that a good place to go?
That's a good place to start. Yes.
A public relations staff that has no idea what the heck they're doing.
Nor a coach.
There's a lot of places you can start there. Now, on a serious note, though, the Alabama basketball situation, that's a mess. And we don't want to make light of the fact that a mother was lost, a young woman, and a mother was lost by a senseless act of violence. And that's just unacceptable in our society.
Well, agreed. So we'll move on.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. We'll get this out of the way.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org, 912-466-7340.
The Braves option down Chadwick Tromp to AAA, which basically tells you that they are just going to stick with a two-catcher system with Murphy and Denard and move from there.
New baseball rules we got to get used to this year.
Don't get me started, man. I'm a baseball guy, and if you get me down that road, man.
We just got to get used to some things.
Used to nothing. Used to nothing. That's garbage. As a baseball guy, that's garbage. It's garbage.
I understand, but I don't know what baseball's doing.
They're pushing away their fan base, trying to make room for a younger fan base.
A dwindling fan base to begin with.
Well, I understand that, and they're trying to replenish the coffers by doing silly junk like that for the young people. But I'll be honest with you, the pitch clock isn't the answer to bring young – market your stars. How long have I been saying this, Kip?
The marketing folks of Major League Baseball need to take a page from the NFL and the NBA on how to market your superstars. They do a poor job at it.
Remember when baseball was super popular in the 90s?
80s, 70s, yeah, I remember.
And a large part of that was because?
Marketing.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Yes.
Remember that? Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Chicks dig the long ball. Magic Johnson and Larry Bird saved the NBA, and the NBA has just, there's no professional sports league that knows how to market their superstars better than the NBA. Period. It's not even close.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. So the Braves sent down Chadwick Tromp. They're going to go with a two-catcher system. Got to figure out the fifth starter situation in spring training.
Soroka, is he going to be the man?
Well, if he comes out, if he the plan, that's the plan, right? Because Soroka's a stud when he's healthy, when he's right.
And that's been what, right? He ain't been right in 2 years.
2 years, right? Okay. Mike, he's pushing Mike Hampton territory now. So, yeah, he hasn't been right in 2 years. But if he's right, not only is he the best guy in the competition for the fifth starting job, he's the guy, best guy in the rotation, if he's right. He's a stud.
He is a stud.
He is an elite starting pitcher when he's right. And the Braves fans haven't really gotten to enjoy him being that elite pitcher because injuries just keep biting him in the neck.
Yes. Or the ankle. Setbacks from injuries.
Or the ankle.
Yeah, it's been rough. It's been rough road. Been a rough recovery road for Mr. Soroka.
Ian Anderson had an opportunity the other day. He got a start and, you know, didn't pitch well. Got knocked around. They had to go get him in the first inning of a spring training game.
I'm not big on him anyway. I mean, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Well, if Soroka's been held out because he's got hamstring issues, so he has yet to even throw one single pitch in spring training, not on the mound, but just in drills. Hadn't done that yet. So if Ian Anderson continues to struggle and Soroka can't get on the mound, you're looking at Bryce Elder being the fifth starter. I mean, that's not terrible, but that's not really the guy you thought was going to win that job in the spring.
Opportunities, what you might do with them, can define your career.
Well, I mean, it's a great point. I'm just saying, would you rather have Bryce Elder or would you rather have Mike Soroka?
I'd rather have, based on track record so far, Soroka.
Me too. And another little side note, right? Like, read between the lines. Marcelo Ozuna, Braves had a split squad game earlier in the week. And, of course, typically the way that works, all the established guys, they go with one squad. And the guys that are trying to make the team or just trying to get some at-bats, they go with the other squad. Marcelo Ozuna will sit with the other squad.
Where does he play?
Well, he plays in the outfield or DH.
He's a liability on defense.
Well, I mean, that's a fair point. I'm just saying he was sent with the other guys, not with the established guys, the established squad. He was sent with the guys, the veterans that are trying to make comebacks, the young guys that are trying to make a name for themselves. That's where he went, was with those guys on a road trip nonetheless.
If the season started today, who would be your starting left fielder for the Atlanta Braves? We know center and right. We know that for the next decade.
That's such a tough call. You can't stick Ozuna out there off defensively. So realistically, you gotta go with Rosario.
Okay.
Who would you put out there?
I mean, I'd probably start the season with Rosario.
Here's what I think is going to happen, right? You made that deal for Murphy in the offseason, and I think that's going to make Darnold expendable. If Ozuna hits, they'll play him at DH. Darnold will be the backup catcher. Well, he makes too much money to do that. If Ozuna hits 2 or 3 months in the season, they'll ship Darnold out.
They'll get something for him at the deadline.
And they'll get something solid for him to put in their minor league system. That's the plan. I guarantee you. Like I often like say, write this down.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. and we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Baseball season continues. The Bullock Academy Gators are off to a winning start, including a 13-0 and 18-2 win over Claxton. Over in Jessup, the Yellow Jackets have been hovering around 500 and are still looking to get rolling. Down in Kingsland, the Camden County Wildcats just took a blowout loss at the hands of Wayne and hover around 500 themselves. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Kip, did they let you pick the bits again?
I don't know what this is.
You picked it. What do you mean?
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
Well, we actually are not going to the weekend.
We don't have a weekend review.
We're not going to the weekend review because Jason Bishop didn't have time to do a weekend review.
Okay, so we're back on regular topics. So welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the ratings guy.
We'll do an Alabama schedule is what we're going to do.
Yeah, let's do Bama.
All right. Alabama is going to open at home against Middle Tennessee.
And Middle Tennessee is going to get beat something like 49-13.
That's a W.
Yes.
Texas, is this game at a neutral site? Texas,
it's an Alabama return game.
Okay. Texas at Alabama in the return game.
Alabama went to Austin last year. Texas returns before they jump into the SEC the following year.
Yeah, Texas is going to get a taste of SEC play.
Yes, they are. And they're going to play an Alabama team in front of 100,000 at Tuscaloosa. And they're going to say, what in the heck did we get ourselves into? Bama's 2-0.
Stay with me here.
All right.
I like Alabama to win, but I think Texas is going to make a statement. Alabama's 2-0.
Okay. They made a statement last year, and you see where that got them. Mm.
Alabama then trucks to the road to go down to Tampa to play South Florida.
Who in the heck agreed to this?
It's a terrible game for Alabama. Great game for South Florida. And I'm telling you right now, the athletes that South Florida has over there down there in Tampa with the Bulls, South Florida's upsetting Alabama in this football game.
No, they're not.
Alabama's, South Florida wins the game.
You've lost your mind, dude.
2-1.
South Florida won one freaking game last year.
Well, they're going to beat Alabama.
No, they're not. That's idiotic, insane right there. No, that's
going
South Florida
to Tampa.
Is a dumpster fire.
Going to Tampa.
New coach? No.
A statement win.
No,
getting off on the right foot.
Absolutely not. Alabama's 3-0. They're going to blow out South Florida.
Remember who has made you money on this program, listeners.
Man, please. Our listeners are just laughing at you right now.
Alabama then goes to Mississippi State.
That's one they better look out for.
Another on the road. Now, the question is, does Alabama have a hangover after losing to South Florida, then going on the road in back-to-back weeks, Mississippi State?
This is going to be a tough one. Yeah, Alabama's going to win that one too, but that's going to be a tough game. Any road game in the SEC is tough.
I'll give Alabama the quality of the benefit of the doubt. I'll give them a W. That makes them 3-1
on
the season.
4-0. If you're picking them to beat Mississippi State, then you have no business picking them to lose to South Florida. That's insane.
Then Alabama goes back on the road for the third consecutive week at Texas A&M, and Texas A&M gets it done, knocks off the Tide. Loss.
I got to see who's going to step up at Texas A&M and play quarterback. No, that's a toss-up game right now. And after Texas A&M last year, I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. 5-0.
I've got them 3-2. Imagine this scenario right now. Alabama sits at 3-2 after five games.
They're not going to be sitting at 3-2. They're not losing to Middle Tennessee. They're not losing to Texas at home. And they sure as heck ain't losing to South Florida in Tampa. Mississippi State will be a tough game. I got them 5-0.
If they were 3-2 after five games, the sky would be falling in Tuscaloosa.
But it's not going to be falling. They're going to be 5-0 going into the Arkansas game, which they'll be 6-0.
Arkansas at Alabama, as Kip mentioned. And, yeah, I like Alabama. They're 4-2.
6-0. Tennessee's coming to Bama third Saturday in October, and Alabama has this game circled. They will not lose to Tennessee at home. You can bet the farm on it.
I agree. Bet your farm and the neighbor's farm.
7-0.
Alabama wins to get to 5-2.
8-0, whatever the record is.
LSU at Alabama.
It's going to be for the SEC West. This is the SEC West championship
this
game.
This is the SEC West championship game. I agree with you there. I like the changing of the guard. I like Alabama to start making that step backwards and giving supremacy to LSU in the West. I'm taking LSU to win this game.
Hold on. Let's analyze this for a second. You okay. Think Brian Kelly's a better coach than Nick Saban?
No.
Okay. Has LSU been recruiting better than Alabama?
No.
Okay. Alabama lost to LSU in Baton Rouge last year?
13-10.
31-30. So,
who did they beat 13-10? LSU.
So you're saying LSU, after all of that happened last year with Alabama, with just two losses by 1 point in overtime and at Tennessee by 3 points, you say LSU's coming to Tuscaloosa and winning. I say you're out of your mind. Alabama's, there's two teams I know for a fact Alabama's not losing to in 2023, and that's Tennessee and that's LSU.
Alabama loses. They're now 5-3.
No, they're 8-0.
Then Alabama takes a tough trip.
9-0.
To Kentucky.
Oh, they're beating Kentucky. Kentucky's on the way down.
So I do like them to go. Now, it could be a hangover effect after losing to LSU the previous week. If they drop to Kentucky and go to 5-4, can you imagine what's going to – they'll burn the state of Alabama to the ground.
They're going to be undefeated after Kentucky.
I'll give Alabama the benefit of the doubt here, and I'll say they go to 6-3. Then they host Chattanooga at home. They'll get that one. That's
be 11-0.
7-3. I'm missing a game somewhere. Alabama at Auburn.
That's one that Bama fans better be worried about. Anytime you're rolling into Auburn, if you're Alabama – you better be worried.
Ole Miss is the game I'm missing.
Yeah, well, they're not losing to Ole Miss at home either.
So, 8-3. I've got them beating Auburn, too. So, Alabama finishes 9-3.
I got Alabama 12-0. And the only,
of course you do.
Only loss I see possibly on the Bama schedule is that trip to Texas A&M. They are not losing to Tennessee, and they are not losing to LSU at home after losing to both of those teams on the road. Man, you sitting here talking about Nick Saban, best coach of all time in college football. Do you agree? Okay.
Yeah.
Then you better give him his props, because they're not losing those two games.
I am. I'm giving him 9-3.
And then you're sitting here talking about they're going to lose to South Florida.
South Florida's going to upset
insane,
the Crimson Tide.
Insane, dude.
I mean, I don't understand why you don't see what I see.
Then you know me make an appointment with a dang eye doctor and get your eyes checked.
I'm telling you, Alabama goes 9-3, losses to LSU, losses to South Florida, and losses to Texas A&M.
So LSU wins the West?
LSU wins the West.
Okay.
and plays Tennessee in the SEC championship game for the final one.
All right. We'll see.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simons and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
He complains about the beds and the rejoins, but he's the guy that decides what they are. And here's another one.
I don't even know what that was. I wasn't listening.
Well, that's typical you doing the show.
I mean, beds. You sit here complaining about the 1980s, and then you got an 80s video game on here as a bed, and you got all these 80s
so you were listening.
Songs.
So you were listening.
I mean,
this sec. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
No, you go ahead.
Now let me read the sponsor.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave.
Brr!
Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
So it's no secret that you and I live in the Brunswick-St. Simons area, and every time that I go that direction toward Jessup or Baxley out the 341 area, I may, or even if I'm heading up 32 going Waycross Blackshear, I stop at that Parker's right there.
In Sterling?
Yeah.
Silver City.
And I get something to eat from there.
Breakfast in a cup's pretty good there.
I've never had the breakfast in a cup.
That's good, man.
All right. Here it comes, Kip's Butthurt List.
Here we go. This is going to have a football blue blood flair today. But these are basketball programs that have hit rock bottom in 2023.
Okay.
There's going to be one traditional college basketball blue blood in it. Other four are football blue bloods who suck. Number five on the butthurt list this week, Ohio State basketball. 5-14 in the Big Ten, 13-17 overall. Why does a place like Ohio State, why are they not any good in basketball right now?
Typically they are.
They are, but they're down this year. Ohio State, I guess that hook field goal in the Peach Bowl just broke the entire athletic program. Is it safe to say that?
Maybe they're shooting on the same trajectory as the field goal kicker was kicking.
Clank, clank, clank. But number four on the butthurt list this week, speaking of last place in a conference, the Oklahoma Sooners, 4-13 in the Big 12, 14-16 overall. And you're getting ready to head to the SEC in a calendar year. Come on, guys. You got to pick it up. And also, you were horrible in football last year. So what are we getting ourselves into?
Baseball, they're typically pretty good.
Okay. Now, you're being brought into the SEC because of football, and you're not real good at football. And basketball, you're not helping out a whole lot. Speaking of an underachiever in football,
I'd like to see what Texas's pod's going to be.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Number three on the butthurt list, a football underachiever that also is a basketball underachiever. I'm talking about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. 3-16 in the ACC, 11-19 overall. Notre Dame's usually typically halfway decent in basketball. 3-16 in the conference?
They're probably not going to get in the tournament.
No, they're not. They're not getting into anything. I think they got to get a new coach. Football team underachieves. Baseball did go to Knoxville last year and beat Tennessee in a super regional to make the College World Series. So I guess all eyes are on the Irish baseball team.
Man, that just made me excited when you said super regional and I started thinking about college baseball. Oh, man.
Number two on the butthurt list.
I love the College World Series.
I do, too. I love everything about college baseball.
Okay.
Except that Georgia is an underachiever, and I don't know why, with a Hope Scholarship. Tell us why, Scott Strickland in Athens, Georgia, why Georgia's an underachiever in baseball. Number two on the butthurt list this week. This is a historical basketball blue blood, Jason. Tell me who they are. They're 2-17 in their conference right now and 4-26 overall. Who am I? I'm a former blue blood.
North Carolina?
No, I'm the Louisville Cardinals.
Oh.
North Carolina's not much better. They're 19-11, preseason number one. They just barely missed the butthurt list. But Louisville, 2-17 in the ACC.
Can I ask you a question, though, about Louisville? Really? Like, let's be honest. Was Louisville very good before Patino got there?
Yes.
And has Louisville been very good since he got there?
Louisville won a national championship in the mid-80s. With Denny Crum as their head coach. That was way before Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino might have been at Providence at that time.
I'm just saying. Like, it just feels to me like
Louisville used to be. Like, Louisville's a historical powerhouse in college basketball.
I just don't feel that way to me.
Yeah, well, they used to be. And number one, speaking of a bottom feeder, that's a blue blood in football. We got the LSU Tigers. They're 2-15 in the SEC, 13-17 overall. 2-15 in the SEC. Georgia's ahead of you in basketball. South Carolina's ahead of you in the basketball stand. LSU, what in the heck's going on? So we got a lot of college football blue bloods on this list and also a horrible in basketball. And you got Louisville. I don't know what happened to that basketball program, but
they'll be back.
There you have it.
If they're as good as you say,
they've always been a good basketball program.
Then they won't tolerate losing very long.
2-17 and 4-26. That's not losing. That's just being something that other teams mop the floor with every night.
I'm just saying, if they are what you say they are, they'll be back because they won't tolerate losing.
They'll be back. But Ohio State, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Louisville, and LSU basketball program needs some work, fellas. That's the butthurt list from this week for this week.
Okay. Not a terrible – I mean, I'm surprised that you gimmicked it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're getting ready. We're gearing up for conference tournaments coming up. March Madness, it's March. March Madness is here. We're kind of gearing up towards the NCAA basketball tournament, which is the greatest tournament on the face of the earth.
There is no – and I'm a baseball guy, right? But there is no playoff format that is better as far as just pure watchability than the NCAA tournament.
No, somebody's going to get beat with a buzzer beater, like a 13 seed's going to beat a 4 seed, or 15 beat a 2. It's going to happen. It happens every year. 12 usually beats a 5 every season in the tournament, maybe 2 or 3 times in one tournament. But
yeah,
that's the best, from a viewing standpoint, that is the best tournament that has ever been comprised.
In my opinion, it goes NCAA basketball, then it goes College World Series.
I like College World Series.
And then probably the NFL playoffs, the old NFL playoff format after that. I'm still kind of out on the fence for this new playoff format.
And again, we're back to Major League Baseball. Can you please explain to us your playoff format?
No.
Because it changes every year. Then, why?
Because it's stupid.
So here we are. We just went through a butthurt list, and we're sitting here bringing up another example why Major League Baseball is just not doing what it needs to do to capture their audience. They're just not doing it.
I mean, we've been through this now.
Explain to me the playoff format for this year. I don't know. Dude, I don't know it.
So what they're going to do is they're going to take the first round is going to be the best 2 of 3.
Okay.
And then the next round is 3 of 5, the traditional division. They're just adding a round.
Another adding
2 of 3,
again.
Basically a 3-game series.
Okay.
Which is what you watch 162 games most of the year.
Right.
90%. Yeah, I think that's fair. 88% of Major League Baseball teams, their schedule are 3-game series. So let's do that in the playoffs, guys.
Yeah, let's just bring somebody in here for a weekend. You know, you could be the Mets and win 100-something games and fly in the Padres for a 3-game series and get beat.
And I'm going to be honest with you. The reason that the Phillies were in the World Series last year was because of that format. They were the third best. They finished third in the NL East.
And went to the World Series.
And under the old format, they don't even get in the playoffs.
They did beat the Braves.
Well, They did.
Beat the Braves and beat them pretty handily.
Yeah, they did. So. Okay.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Baseball season continues. The Bullock Academy Gators are off to a winning start, including a 13-0 and 18-2 win over Claxton. Over in Jessup, the Yellow Jackets have been hovering around 500 and are still looking to get rolling. Down in Kingsland, the Camden County Wildcats just took a blowout loss at the hands of Wayne and hover around 500 themselves. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
And he says that he's not the one picking the bets, and then this fires off.
Greatest song of all time.
See?
It is.
It's not, but
it is.
He thinks it is.
It is.
All right, so I want to talk about the NFL draft. I want to throw out a disclaimer here, because we know this isn't the way it's going to go. So don't run to your friends and say, Jason Bishop says, because I know it's not going to happen this way. But what we're telling you is the current draft order, right, where the Bears are number one, wherever the rest of the teams are from there to top 10, that's what we think if they were to stay in those positions where they would go. But I think Kip will agree.
Yeah.
The Bears aren't going to draft number one. They're going to trade out of that. And then that throws everything. But we're doing this without trades. If it were to stay the same, this is who drafts who.
The odds are that the Bears do make a trade out of the number one spot for draft capital. But their immediate need as a franchise, if they had to keep the number one pick, their top need, in my opinion, is defensive line.
And I think there would have been a chance for them to stay at number one if Jalen Carter had not gotten into trouble. I think maybe they stay and draft him at number one, but I think now with him, he falls a little bit, and I think they'll trade out of number one and probably can still get him at five. I mean, to be honest.
I saw some mock drafts today, or in the last 24 hours since all this news broke with Mr. Carter, that he could fall into the mid-teens.
I don't see him falling that far.
Man, you don't know how that worked. The NFL, remember Aaron Rodgers sitting in the green room forever before the Packers took him?
And by the way, speaking of that, Aaron Rodgers has returned from the dark room.
He has, and he's about to be a New York Jet.
Have you heard that on good account?
I believe that's going to happen. Here's another thing that could happen. I know we got to get in our picks, but Falcons fans, how would you feel if the Falcons traded for Lamar Jackson?
My first question would be, what for?
For a quarterback, okay, which they currently don't have.
I understand that.
Okay.
Where are you in your quote-unquote rebuild process?
That the rebuild process is complete if you make a deal and bring in Lamar Jackson.
Okay. So that sort of answers my question. So if you bring in Lamar Jackson, do you have enough talent on your roster to contend for a Super Bowl? Because you're not making that deal unless you think you can win a Super Bowl with him, with what you already have.
I guess Kyle Pitts is an emerging tight end. Mark Andrews, Lamar Jackson made him into a Pro Bowler in Baltimore. Young wide receivers, defense that they've been addressing in the draft for the last few years. The pieces are in Atlanta. They're competitive. They don't have a quarterback.
I just don't think the pieces are there, Kip. I think even with Lamar Jackson, they don't have a shutdown corner. Their running game is suspect.
Well, free agency's coming up.
They need help offensive line.
Everybody needs help in the NFL. That's why you have a draft every year.
I just don't think you make that deal.
Okay. Well, let's get into the mock draft.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't be surprised, though, Falcons fans.
Okay. All right, at number one with the Bears, I've got the Bears staying put. Even with Jalen Carter doing what he has been charged with, I still say if the Bears are drafting number one, they take Jalen Carter. That's their guy.
That could be the case. I don't think he falls any further than three if he didn't get in trouble. But
okay.
What if, here's a scenario.
Throw it at me.
What if the Bears say, you know what? We're not happy with Justin Fields. We're going to trade him and we're going to draft a quarterback. The
Bears would be silly to do that.
What? I mean, that's why they're drafting one to begin with. They're not very good.
That would be a bad move. But, yeah, you know what? If they wanted to trade Justin Fields to Atlanta, now I'm better with that because Justin Fields is younger than Lamar and you can build forward.
All right, the Bears.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is going to win a Super Bowl in Chicago and be a superstar.
Well, if that's how you feel, then they need to draft a defensive lineman. They need to go defense then with the number one pick.
Jalen Carter.
Okay.
All right. At number two, the Texans take quarterback Bryce Young out of Alabama.
Texans need a quarterback.
And they also need a marketable quarterback because of the PR hit that they took with Deshaun Watson.
I want to see.
He's marketable.
I want to see what Bryce Young weighs at the combine. I want to see what his weight's going to be.
That is a concern, is it not?
I mean, if he's 195-ish, 200 pounds, 205, the concerns go away. But if he rolls in there and weighs like 182 or 178 or something like that, then, dude, there are legitimate concerns as far as I'm concerned.
At number three, the Cardinals take Will Anderson at number three, defensive end from Alabama.
J.J. Watt retired, defensive lineman. Will Anderson comes in. You know, this could be a Jalen Carter falling place if the Bears went elsewhere, but they probably go. We'll see what they do there, but they need defensive help.
At number four, the Colts make the best pick in the entire draft, and they draft C.J. Stroud at quarterback.
I believe C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback in the draft.
I do too. I believe C.J. Stroud, outside of Jalen Carter, is the best player in this draft.
C.J. Stroud's a baller.
It's my opinion.
Colts need a quarterback. Colts might even trade up so that they can get their guy. And
it's possible.
They could trade up to one, and the Bears fall to four, and the Bears still could go defense and still get Anderson or Jalen Carter with that pick and get some draft capital. If the Colts really get fixated on somebody that they want, they could trade up into the one spot.
They're going to draft C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Like you said, they will make that happen. Whatever they need to do.
That's who they want.
That's their guy is C.J. Stroud. He will be a Colt.
Okay.
At number five, I think the Seahawks will take quarterback Will Revis at number five.
Will Levis.
Sorry.
Man, the quarterback last year set team records, man. You're going to sit here and say, now we don't want this guy anymore. The Seahawks need defense. That was the
Geno did well, but how old is Geno? He can't play. He's not Tom Brady.
They need help on defense, the Seahawks do. That's an aging defense. I mean,
Gino would be able to mentor him too.
I don't think they go quarterback. I think they go defense.
Well, okay. I mean, that's a fair point. Okay. I'm not saying. Look, one thing I'm not going to tell you about this particular thing is you're wrong, because I could see it going that way.
Yeah,
I could see them believing in Gino, but my point is for how much longer.
Gotcha.
Okay. At number six, you and I are in agreement on this, I think.
Lions need cornerback.
Cornerback. Devin Witherspoon, best corner available. Lions will take him at six.
Whoever they've got the highest rated corner on their board, either Porter Jr. from Penn State, Witherspoon from Illinois, mm-hmm. or any other corner, whoever's the highest on their board is who the Lions will probably take here.
And at number seven, I think we both agree on this, the Raiders will go quarterback, and they will draft Anthony Richardson out of Florida.
When this guy gets at the combine and starts slinging that football around,
they'll fall in love with
him. The Raiders, the black and gold, the black and silver and black, they're going to fall in love with Anthony Richardson. That's what the Raiders do, man.
Jamarcus Russell.
That's what the Raiders do. Anthony Richardson is a Raider. He's going to be a Raider.
He fits in.
He fits in.
At number eight, you and I differ here because you think the Falcons are going to go QB. I don't. I think the Falcons are going to go corner and draft Joey Porter Jr.
That would be a good pick, Porter Jr. Falcons always need corner help.
always.
But the Falcons need a quarterback. If they can't pull off the Lamar Jackson trade, then they go Will Levis here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you like them to go after Will Levis.
Yeah, I think that's a guy, if you don't think you can give up enough or giving up too much to get Lamar Jackson, then Will Levis is your guy.
So in my draft at number nine, the Panthers now come up. They also need a quarterback, and I think they reach, drastically, and they take Hendon Hooker at number nine out of Tennessee.
I think the Panthers, if they can't trade up and get their guy, then they go after one of the free agents.
Hmm. And I think if
quarterbacks,
they,
I mean.
Yeah, and I think if they do that, probably where they end up drafting is they go the receiver route, I would think.
Yeah, there's good receivers in this draft.
At number 10, you know, what do you do with a team that doesn't really need a whole lot, just coming off of a Super Bowl appearance? I'm going to say offensive line. They take Osiris Torrance out of Florida. At number 10, the Eagles do.
Eagles had the best offensive line in the NFL last year.
I get it. I get it.
Defensively, they're solid. You know, if you're an Eagles fan, you're sitting here looking around. You got solid wide receivers. You're committed at quarterback. But are you sold at what you got at running back?
Oh, the answer is no. But is there an elite running back that you could take at 10 to take that high? No.
The Robinson kid at Texas was good, but I've seen mocks going him mid to late first round. But that's the real position I think the Eagles might take a hard look at, running back. But do you draft a running back this high anymore in the first round? And I don't know who they're going to have rated high on their running back board.
Yeah, good points.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Kip, you went Spice Girls, man.
I didn't go Spice Girls.
See, he was his job. He had one job today. You picked the rejoins, and this is what he's done today. It has been a disaster.
Spice Girls. You know you like the Spice Girls.
I mean,
don't even try it, dude. Don't even try it. You know you like the Spice Girls in the mid-90s.
Yeah, man. Who didn't like the Spice Girls in the mid-90s?
Everybody did.
Okay. All right, so the Jacksonville Jaguars, I want you to think about something, you the listener. They're going to get Calvin Ridley back.
Yeah, that's a number one receiver.
Which bumps Christian Kirk to number two, bumps Zay Jones to number three. Marvin Jones all of a sudden becomes your number four receiver.
All of a sudden your receiver core is elite.
And Ingram is your tight end who had a monster year.
Yeah, but he's old. He's getting up there. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, what do they really need? They need
cornerback help, I would think, or corner, offensive line.
Jags, when they got in trouble last year on defense, they got pushed around a little bit on the defensive line. They need a space eater, somebody that can eat some space on the interior of the defensive line. They need corner help, maybe some tight end help. So they don't need a receiver. I was looking at a mock draft here. It says Jacksonville going for Michael Meyer, tight end, Notre Dame, with the 25th pick.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like drafting a tight end. I know you said Ingram's got some age on him, fine, but I don't like drafting a tight end that high.
Unless it's Brock Bowers.
I mean, even Brock Bowers. I just don't like doing that. What I would do is I would address something that makes my team better. Not add depth, but add starting a guy that's ready to start, not play behind somebody. And I would go offensive line, or I would go and get – this is a draft, Kip, where because of where the Jags are picking and how deep the cornerback draft is in this upcoming draft, I think that – and the way that I think the draft's going to go, I think at the end of the first round, the Jags are going to be able to get a really good corner that in most drafts would be a top 10 corner.
Or do you protect your investment and go offensive line? Well, but you can't never go wrong because it's a quarterback-driven league, and Trevor Lawrence is starting to develop into one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. So do you say, at all costs, we're going to protect our investment or address that in the free agency phase of the draft and go after some other needs?
Okay, that's a really good point. So I guess it really comes down to, can I get really good offensive linemen in the free agent market? The answer is yes. Versus, can I get a really good corner in the free agent market? The answer is no. Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So you got to look at possibly a corner, offensive line. They probably will address that in free agency. The Jags will. Then you're looking at cornerback. They need probably some help at corner. Jacksonville's pretty good at safety. Linebackers are good. The edge rushers are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to that, who's going to be that space eater in the middle?
Okay, so
There's somebody out there.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to the cornerback position, the kid from Georgia, he'll probably be there.
Who, Keely Ringo?
Keely Ringo. He'll probably be there.
He's, you know, yeah, he might be there. There'll be some quality corners in this draft.
Man, that's what I'm saying. There's enough depth at corner and not a lot of demand at corner. And so I think that's what's going to happen is the Jags will end up being able to get a top 10 corner in most drafts at the end of the first round and really help that need where they wouldn't be able to get that type of corner anywhere else.
Jacksonville is not far off, guys. They're not far off from
Man,
being a
don't
legit.
Steal my, I've been telling you this. I told you this at the beginning of last. I told you at the end of last season the Jags were a playoff team, and you sat here and you chirped at me, and you said, "Oh man, they're
they
still 2 years."
They got in. They got hot at the end of the season, but looking at the pieces they have, they've got an elite coach. Something they haven't had in quite some time.
Okay.
They got a young superstar quarterback. Calvin Ridley back. Receiving core looks really good. Offensive line got to be addressed in free agency or the draft. Corner, interior defensive line. Those are three areas that the Jags could get one of those remaining pieces of the puzzle and be pretty good. Because I don't see Tennessee consistently winning with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
And you know, and also the running back, Derrick Henry, there. I think he's on the back end. I think the Titans are on the decline. They're on the other side of the mountain.
Now, the key in that division is what do the Colts do? Did they get C.J. Stroud? Because that's another team that's got a lot of pieces in place, and they're just missing a quarterback also.
Fair point. They've been missing a quarterback. Tried to band-aid that position now for two consecutive years, and it's failed. So write this down.
Write it down.
Write this down. Last year, listenership, I told you that the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to make the playoffs. I told you the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to win the division. This guy sitting to my left, his name's Kip Branch. Oh, they're not there yet. They're still 2 years away. They don't have offensive line. They don't run the ball. They can't throw. They don't have receivers. They won the division. They made the playoffs. So now I'm telling you, the Jacksonville Jaguars will no less be an AFC championship game team.
Kansas City's not going anywhere. Buffalo is going to be driven next year. Cincinnati's not going anywhere as long as Joe Burrow's there.
I'll even call the AFC championship game if you want me to.
I mean, the AFC's tough right now. That's the toughest conference in NFL. There's a lot of good teams in the AFC. As long as Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City is in place, then you got to factor that they're going to probably be there. But look what Jacksonville, they hung with them that entire football game in the playoffs, and they got a taste of it, and they have a great Super Bowl winning coach in Jacksonville, and the pieces are there.
Jags and Bengals in the AFC title game.
Wouldn't shock me.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Baseball season continues. The Bullock Academy Gators are off to a winning start, including a 13-0 and 18-2 win over Claxton. Over in Jessup, the Yellow Jackets have been hovering around 500 and are still looking to get rolling. Down in Kingsland, the Camden County Wildcats just took a blowout loss at the hands of Wayne and hover around 500 themselves. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.